Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been taking a look at spiritual tests. These are tests that come into the life of every believer. They take on different forms, and today we are going to talk about the maturity test. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, the writer, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote these powerful words. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We are going to talk today about the maturity test. We face tests during our Christian life that will help us to understand where we are along the road of spiritual maturity. The spiritually mature person reacts, responds, or you could say speaks and behaves in a way that has no trace of childishness in it. We see a fascinating story in the Old Testament about a king who certainly did not pass the maturity test. In fact, the test that he faced, which was a very simple one, instead exposed his tremendous immaturity or childishness that was revealed when he faced a certain situation. I'll read to you from 1 Kings chapter 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near, next to my house, and for it I will give you a vineyard better than it. Or, if it seems good to you, I'll give you its worth in money." But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you." So Ahab went into his house, sullen and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." And he lay down on his bed, and turned his face away, and would eat no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food?" He said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I'll give you another vineyard for it.' And he answered, 'I will not give you my vineyard.' Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, 'You now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite.' And she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters to the elders and nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth. She wrote in the letters, saying, 'Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth with high honor among the people, and seat two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him, saying, "You have blasphemed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him that he may die." So the men of his city, the elders and nobles who were inhabitants of his city, did as Jezebel had sent to them, as it was written in the letters which she had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth with high honor among the people. And two men, scoundrels, came in and sat before him. And the scoundrels witnessed against him, against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, "Naboth has blasphemed God and the king." Then they took him outside the city and stoned him with stones so that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, "Naboth has been stoned and is dead." And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead." So it was when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab got up and went down to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. Now, this story is amazing because it shows us just how immature this man, who was the king of Israel at that time, truly was. Remember 1 Corinthians 13:11, where Paul wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Here we find Ahab reacting with tremendous immaturity, childishness, to this situation where he didn't get his way with Naboth the Jezreelite, because he said to him, "I'll buy your vineyard," and Naboth refused. And so he became sullen and went and laid down and refused to eat, turned his face away to the wall and refused to eat. He went on a hunger strike. He was so disgusted and upset. He was acting quite childish. He didn't get his way, so he became sullen. He didn't get his way, so he refused to eat, and he went to bed. Tremendous immaturity is shown here by this man who was supposedly a king. But it gets even worse. This man, the king, King Ahab, allows his wife to go and do tremendously wicked thing, having an innocent man falsely accused and then stoned to death, murdered essentially. And then the king, Ahab, goes and merrily takes the dead man's vineyard. The maturity test comes to every person in life. How do you respond when you don't get your way in a situation? Do you become sullen, uncommunicative, refuse to eat, lay down in your bed? That's the immaturity being shown. We become mature spiritually as we allow God and His Spirit to cause our words, the words that we speak, to change from childishness to spiritually mature. When we allow God to give us understanding of things so we don't think like a child, which a child, remember, is always self-centered, always what it wants its own way, isn't thinking about how his or her actions affect other people. Ahab exhibited all of those immature qualities. He was sullen. He was only thinking about himself. He was self-centered. He wasn't thinking about the owner of that vineyard. He was only thinking about himself. When Jezebel had the man murdered, Ahab happily went down and took possession of his vineyard because he's so self-centered. He didn't think about how that would affect his family. He had a cold heart. He showed the immaturity of childishness that's self-centered and only wants its own way. Amy Carmichael once wrote this: "Sometimes when we read the words of those who have been more than conquerors, we feel almost despondent. I feel that I shall never be like that. But then I realized that they won through step by step, by little bits of wills, little denials of self, little inward victories, by faithfulness in very little things. They became what they are. No one sees these little hidden steps. They only see the accomplishment. But even so, those small steps were taken. There is no sudden triumph of spiritual maturity. It is a work of the moment. It's a work of moment by moment making decisions to put aside childish things, to choose to react in a mature way, to choose what God would have us do, to think the thoughts of God and not of self. God wants us to pass the maturity test." Another mark of immaturity or childishness is ingratitude. If you think about it, a child, a little baby, isn't grateful for being fed and clothed and cared for. It only wants what it wants. It cries and wants more attention. It cries and wants its food. It cries when it's uncomfortable. And many Christians are that way because they haven't matured spiritually and they have not developed a thankful heart, which is vital for spiritual maturity. One writer said, "Ingratitude denotes spiritual immaturity." It's a mark of spiritual immaturity to have an unthankful heart, unthankful to God, unthankful to parents, unthankful to those around us who help us along the way, ungrateful for the provision of jobs and homes and transportation and even gratitude for our spouses, for our children, for family. Ingratitude is a mark of spiritual immaturity. Have you been passing the maturity test? When difficulties come, do you react in a childish way, self-centered, crying when you don't get your way? Or are you grateful, thankful for what God has done, how He has helped you in the past, and you are confident He'll help you now? God wants us to pass the maturity test. And the mature person isn't focused on self, but is focused on others. Isn't looking for what he or she can get, but is thankful for what has already been given. God wants you to pass that maturity test. Cultivate a thankful heart. Cultivate a heart that is more concerned for others than for self. And then you too can say with the Apostle Paul, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Join me tomorrow as we continue taking a look at spiritual tests every believer faces. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.